Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
94KX, I still think that sounds like a Christmas song and it really irritates me. There you have it.
It's Verna. The ding dong, dong, ding dong,
Christmas,
ding dong,
Christmas,
ding dong.
Christmas. Yes. Anyway,
all 614. I can think of is Glee. They did that whole wedding thing in that show, Glee, which I appreciated and then I didn't like anymore. And then poor Corey Monteith passed away and it was just sad.
It was over.
It was
definitely over. Hey, Tom and Laura in the morning, back together again, weekend in review. When did you actually roll into town? Because news guy Matt says she'll probably take the day off because of jet lag. I'm like, better have her buttski here.
There's no jet lag. I mean, there was an hour time difference and it did kind of...
Does that constitute jet lag?
No.
I didn't think so.
Having been halfway around the world with a 13-hour time difference.
And you still made it to work the next day.
I did that day, too. No, we got back in. You're going to find this funny. There was more traffic in the borough of Northumberland than there was in New York City on Sunday.
I believe you. More orange cones and barrels, too.
It took us longer to come into Norrie to get over the bridge and through the underpass than it did to get out of the Lincoln Tunnel. And that's a true life story.
We should be proud of that, or maybe not.
I don't think so. And, oh my goodness, it's super fun. The railroad crossing is closed in Riverside.
Ooh, I guess I should have texted you with that.
Yeah, that's okay. It's fine.
Yeah. Danville and Riverside was a mess this weekend.
We figured it out. Yes, and it's going to continue through Tuesday or something.
But I will give this the Danville Riverside. They know how to close a road, as opposed to orange cones all over Norrie, and you're confused. When they close a road in Danville,
it's closed.
You couldn't get through it with a military tank.
No, you could not. You'd have to bulldoze some of those
signs.
They
had more blockades than Tiananmen Square. I mean,
right?
Anyway, that was this weekend.
No, we were home. We were home back at the Susquehanna Valley Mall early afternoon yesterday, and then I drove home. Mm-hmm. And my friends who came along on the trip drove home. So we were home by mid-afternoon.
Wow.
But then I had to pick up all the puppies and check on all the animals and all the things.
The good petting zoo.
Yes, that is correct.
We talked about that last week.
Everyone survived. Murphy survived Boucha. Boucha sleepaway camp.
Okay, sleepaway camp.
And MacGyver survived at the canine hotel.
Ah.
Which was lovely.
Okay.
He does well there.
Very good. So they had a vacation too.
They did. The doggies are all well.
And how about our listeners on the cruise? They had a good time?
Oh my goodness, yes. Some of them, there are a handful. I couldn't keep up, man.
Wait, you couldn't keep up with the listeners?
I could not keep up.
And you're admitting this on the radio?
I am. it was super fun. Like after the first night where I thought that I went a little hard.
Okay.
Like we were dancing. Uh-huh. We were karaokeing. We did all the things. And then the next day they were like, oh, well, you know, we were up until 4 and we were in the casino and we did this and we did that. I was like, what? Okay, good for you guys. No, it was beautiful. The island of Bermuda is beautiful.
How about our grand prize winner who actually went?
Tammy, yes.
How did she do? Did she have fun?
She did great. They got to swim with the dolphins. She was lovely.
Wow, Dan Marino was there?
Did I just hear Dan Marino was on the cruise? Did I miss something?
Yeah, well, what the heck?
Yes, he was. You missed it.
By the way, you are tanner than Tom and I combined.
Oh, that's true.
I'm just throwing that out there.
Actual porpoises, not Dan Marino.
Our grand prize winner was swimming with the dolphins.
Okay. Yes, she got to swim with the dolphins. Mm-hmm. They had a lovely time. The boat or ship. My mom's away though, so I can call it what I want. She kept it. She's like, it's a ship.
She may be listening on the app. Be careful.
That is true. Actually, no, she does do that. Should be careful.
She's always listening.
Always listening.
So you're like, this is one heck of a party boat. And she kept correct.
She's
texting
like, it's
you.
A ship.
It's a ship,
it's
not a boat.
It's a ship, Laura. It's a ship.
It's not like you called it a dinghy.
Right? It's a boat. Yeah. I'm on a big boat in the middle of the Atlantic. It was great. It was fun.
Had a great time.
The
good.
Island was beautiful. And I successfully drove. I'm going to share this photo. I feel like I'm very proud of myself.
Okay, you were on the wrong side of the road on a motorbike. And
I was.
And it's
a real fun story because the husband and I were supposed to be on a motorbike together.
Yep. And you reported it and we aired it live.
Yes.
And also the last day where your husband Keith became a 94KX correspondent.
He is a 94KX correspondent.
He did a great job.
The instructor, Mr. Kevin, shout out if you're listening, he took down the information of our station, Mr. Kevin.
It wasn't Kevin Herr. He was doing high school baseball.
He literally, and I quote, said, the two of you will never ride on a scooter together.
Okay.
It is impossible.
It is impossible. Keith is a large obstacle.
Oh, my.
And I was like, well, I could drive. He could sit behind me. And he goes, oh, Miss Laura, no. No.
Not going to work. It's physics, too. It just doesn't work.
It just doesn't work. So we had our own motorbikes.
There you go.
And it was lovely.
So you had a great time.
Yes. And the Seals Grove Seals baseball team won the state championship.
They won the state championship.
I was so excited to read that last evening when I got home.
Very exciting radio. I'm just going through the station paperwork right now.
Okay.
And I'm glad you had a good time.
Oh.
But it says your next eligibility for vacation is like 2022.
Nah, it'll be at Christmas time.
Tom and Laura back together in the morning with Late Night TV.
The kid got pulled over for speeding to get to the bathroom after eating hot wings. When the officer said, you're free to go, the kid was like, too late.
Unbelievable. Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX, news, sports, and AccuWeather on the way next. Are you adjusted to being a morning person again? Does it take a major amount of time, or are you okay?
No, I was a morning person on the ship.
I was about to say, you
kind of
were a little bit, yeah.
You were sending us FaceTime videos.
I was up early every day. I checked in every day. Okay. I posted up on some social media. I went and I like either did some yoga or like did a little jog. It was great.
Good.
What was your average amount of sleep? Because I don't think it was much.
Four hours. Nappy naps?
I'm not good at that.
You're not?
No.
I'm real good at that.
It makes me tired then. So like, if I could get like a 30-minute power nap, cool. But the one day I fell asleep and I fell asleep hard. And then I woke up all discombobulated at like 7 and we had dinner reservations at 9.
Oh.
Yeah. And some of the dinner reservations were off, but it didn't matter because like when you're in the belly of the boat.
Yeah, who cares?
Time really kind of stands still. It's like a casino, right? The mood lighting, they want it to seem like it's always the middle
windows,
of the day. No window. Yeah.
There you go. I have no problem with naps. I sleep through sales meetings here at the radio station. I literally, I'm drooling. I'm slumped in my chair. Nobody even notices.
This is my surprise face.
I got a couple of phone calls yesterday from my kids to wish me a happy Father's Day.
Good.
So at least they recognize that they do have a dad, which is important. And and one of them said that they have made the adjustment to being a morning person because they have a job. My daughter Anna has a job in Pittsburgh, opening up a gym at 4:30 in the morning every morning.
Yes.
So she has to get up at 3:30. So I was like, good. So we talked about that, and lo and behold, I find an article today that says if you want to become a morning person, there are a few things you have to do, and perhaps all three of us do these all the time.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You have to force yourself to get up. So if you're turning into a morning person, set your alarm 2 to 3 hours earlier than usual.
Oh, 2 to 3 hours.
Right. Well, like say you get up at 7 to be in work at 9, but you want to be a morning person.
Okay.
So start
Five.
Getting up. All right?
Okay, sure.
No caffeine after 3 p.m.
Yeah, that's actually a good rule.
No coffee,
definitely.
No soda. I've done that for years. None
Same.
Of that stuff. Okay, keep the lights to a minimum at night, kind of the belly of the boat, right? And get to bed 2 or 3 hours earlier than usual because you set your alarm 2 or 3 hours earlier. So
Makes
sense. Your body in the adjusting thing. I'm like, okay, stick to your schedule. Don't stay up late. And this is the one that bugs me. Don't sleep in on the weekend. Hey.
That's when you catch up, yeah.
Every once in a while, you need to sleep in.
Totally agree.
And sleeping in is like 8 a.m.
Yes.
Think about it.
Yeah,
it is.
That is for me. Yeah.
It is.
Like 7:30 or 8.
Yeah, yep. Like on a Saturday morning, if I'm like, I'm going to sleep in, it's normally 7:30 or 8 a.m. Seriously.
You go.
Or even if you can't wake up or if you can't fall back asleep, you're up like at 6 like I was on Saturday morning, you go out to like the catch or something, you probably get another hour's sleep and then you're good.
There you go.
He goes out and falls back over.
Falls like the sports center.
Yeah.
It's good.
Move up your meals. Have breakfast as soon as you wake up and don't do dinner later than 7 o'clock. Not only 9 o'clock dinners. But that was a cruise ship.
I was going to say, that was different. Yeah. Plus, that was the time I was given, so I wasn't missing out on that food.
No way. Shower early and exercise in the morning instead of at night. So there you go. If you want to become a morning person, like Tom and Laura and News Guy Matt, just take those friendly little tips.
Good tips.
I like them.
News is next. Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. Laura's back from the KX cruise.
Who knew
that she'd come back, but she did. And
it was touch and go there for a minute.
And it is the comeback of the Tom and Laura in the Morning's giant bonus buy item of the day.
Yes, indeedy.
A chance for you to win a $50 gift card from Giant if you remember our bonus buy of the day. And 99% of the time, it's something that's good for you.
Yes, we're trying to keep it healthy. Of course, part of our New Year's resolutions almost 6 months ago, Tom.
I know. I so want to throw a bag of Oreos into the mix sometimes, but
no.
We do not do that. Today's bonus buy item of the day, Sweet Dark Cherries.
Yes, from California.
$2.98 a pound.
That's pretty good. Those can be expensive, honestly. Those beautiful dark, dark cherries that you just pop in. You can eat them like candy, except watch for pits.
Yeah, watch for the pits.
So remember that. Sweet Dark Cherries. It's what again?
$2.98 a pound.
There you go.
The bonus buy item of the day and your chance to win later.
That's right. With our friend Sean Carey, he'll be asking for that item and price. All you have to do is call on the Ford Fun Line, and you could win $50 from our friends at Giant. Quality selection savings every single day.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary. 25 years ago today.
Highway Patrol. Yeah, I think I just saw O.J. Simpson on the 5 freeway, and there was an heading north. And I got the license plate of the white Bronco, 3DHY503. And we like looked at him, you know?
Uh-huh.
And he like stared us down like he was deaf.
911, what are you reporting?
This is AC. I have OJ in the car.
Okay, where are you?
Please, I'm coming up the 5 freeway.
Okay.
Right now, we're okay, but you gotta tell the police to just back off. He's still alive, but he got a gun to his head.
Is everything else okay?
Everything right now is okay, officer. Everything is okay. All about, he wants to...
You know, the last time the state police were pulling me over for speeding, and I was telling them to back off, they wouldn't. And also, I guess I gotta be a real celebrity like O.J. Simpson. Today in history, 1994, 95 million people watched
on
TV as LAPD chased O.J.'s white Bronco at a slow speed for 8 hours.
It was amazing. I remember this, and I was a kid. It was like captivating.
I remember it because we were standing in the newsroom of the station that I worked at the time, which was here, saying, why is this news? Just blow the guy's tires out.
Right? And, you know, they just let him drive
8 forever. Hours of a slow chase.
Okay, so why we're talking about this, other than it being 25 years ago, is O.J. Simpson now has Twitter.
Yes, I saw this, and I'm scared for everybody.
Wait for it, because I'm going to read. He posted a...
Wait, before you read it.
Oh, do you have the audio of the selfie video?
Hey, Twitter world, this is yours truly. Now, coming soon to Twitter, you'll get to read all my thoughts and opinions on just about everything. Now, there's a lot of fake O.J. accounts out there, so this one... At the real OJ32 is the only official one. So this should be a lot of fun. I got a little getting even to do. So God bless. Take care.
God bless. Take care. It's
I got a little evening
OJ.
To do.
Did you hear that ominous moment where he literally like said with a smile, it should be a lot of fun. I've got a little getting even to do.
I got some evening to do.
I got some evening to do. There he is. Look at his stupid face.
Are you
face.
Kidding me?
I know. This is...
Matt looks upset.
This is going to literally break Twitter, I think. It's just...
Well, you know, Matt, there's a lot of fake OJ Twitters. You want the real
this
OJ
This is the
Twitter.
Real OJ 32.
I don't want any OJ, period.
Exactly.
Here's the thing. As of last night... Over 100,000 people had liked it on Twitter.
Oh, that's surprising.
100,000 people.
It was shared over 50,000 times. And I'm sure I'd have to get on Twitter and look. But I'm sure that those numbers have only increased since then. It's like
he's going to have the most followers Twitter's ever seen for one person, probably.
And we're going to take that slow trip down the
Oh, we're up to 11 million views. I had to double check. There it is.
Yeah.
Should the 94KX and the Tom and Laura Twitter accounts follow OJ?
No.
No. No.
Big N-O.
Yeah. Is it newsworthy, Matt?
No.
No. No. Okay, there's your answer. News is next. Tom and Laura in the morning back together again. So, you know, the drinking has continued throughout the morning. No.
Yes.
That's not what that means.
I may or may not have some presents either for tomorrow, I want to try it Tuesday, and or Thirsty Thursday, or both.
Oh, but in the meantime, we're clinking wine glasses.
That's because next week we have two Backyard Concert Series concerts at Spyglass Ridge Winery.
And it all kicks off with Chicago.
Oh, it's going to be so fun. It's a Tuesday, kids. It's a school night.
And we have VIP tickets.
We can do this.
Like right now.
Like VIP tickets for wine and beer and food from On a Roll.
Under the 94KX VIP tent.
Yes, and you can't buy these tickets anywhere.
No.
And I'm pretty sure this concert is almost sold out.
Or is
sold out.
I
think it is sold out.
So we're clinking the glasses. It means you have to get to the Ford Fun Line right now.
That's right. Be caller number 4, 1-800-326-94KX. Good luck.
We have another winner.
94KX, this is caller 4 on the Ford Fun Line.
Hey, awesome.
Good morning. Who's this?
Hi, this is Barb.
Hi, Barb. Where are you calling from?
Danville.
What's going on today, Barb?
Oh, you know, just heading into work.
Now, do you have to go across that bridge?
Yeah, no. Yeah.
Thank the Lord.
Thank God, no.
Right? Thank God.
Who would have thunk Danville to Riverside could be more challenging than Northumberland?
Oh, my gosh. It's horrible.
Which all of it is more challenging than New York City.
There you go.
It's crazy.
Hey, Barb, what are you doing Tuesday night, next Tuesday night?
Going to see Chicago.
Yes, you are. VIP style, Barb. You are in, yourself and a guest, to the 94KX VIP tent at Spyglass Ridge Winery. We are going to hook you up with wine, beer, food from Honor Roll. Tell everyone what station just made you a winner.
94KX.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX with late night television.
Augustin Alanis, the 30-year-old Florida man who has seen the movie Avengers Endgame 114 times, must not tell me how it ends. I do have a spoiler alert for you, Augustin Alanis. You die alone.
Stop the world, I want to get off. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Birthday buddies last week without Laura because she was out at sea.
Was there no singing?
Hardly.
Intern Jordan did an incredible solo.
Really? No, she's shaking her head no.
No, she didn't. But she did help out with birthday buddies.
She did, yeah.
And good.
Of course, Matt's always here with us. But on Friday was different.
Do tell.
Matt and intern Jordan took off to cover a news story. And we were talking, of course, a lot about Selinks Grove High School baseball going into the state championship. So we had Kevin Herr, the guy who did the game, our very own sports voice, Kevin, come in and do birthday buddies sports style.
Yes, I bet that was epic.
So instead of yelling Tom and Laura's birthday buddies, he did it like long drive home run. Which was excellent. Mm. Kind of a cross between long drive home run and touchdown Shikalimi. They kind of somewhere in between there.
That is copyrighted, his touchdown Shikalimi.
So it was more like birthday buddies. That was great.
I could not do it justice.
No, and then while he did his birthday buddies, I told him he kind of sounded like he was reading the starting lineup, and he said that's all he knew how to do. So everybody who had a birthday on Friday, it wasn't their age that was given. It was some kind of sports stat.
Statistic.
So it was like, Mary Jones stole number 36 on the season. It was just excellent.
Love it.
Ended a career high at 65.
Exactly. That kind of stuff. So thanks again to Kevin. Celebrity birthdays today. My boy Kendrick Lamar is 32.
Oh, there you go.
He's a Pulitzer Prize winner, too. Not just a writer and a rapper. No, he's so much more than that. Here's one you might like. Barry Manilow's birthday today.
What can we do with this one?
Oh, boy.
But it's daybreak.
I'm
thinking more Copacabana.
They're birthday buddies. Every weekday morning with Tom and Laura. It's the buddies. Birthday buddies. Music and passion are always in fashion with birthday. Buddy.
Happy birthday. Nice. Happy birthday to Audrey Roy. She's 46 today.
Roger Musser from Middleburg is 56 today.
Lisa Culp is 57. Happy birthday.
Bob Mole from Northumberland is 56.
Ryan Schaefer from Sunbury is 38.
Lisa Saxton, nifty 50 today. Happy birthday.
Cheyenne Gentz from Selinks Grove is 23 today.
Scott Young is 47.
Liz Long is 66. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to Donald Kemberling from Middleburg. He's 58.
Tracy Smith from Northumberland is the Big 5-0.
Phyllis Deya, 58 today. Happy birthday.
And Gail Martell from Cornwall is 54. Nothing on the 94KX Text Club today, but leftover flashback Fridays.
Nothing on social media.
But everybody's got a birthday.
And we love to celebrate them. So if you have a birthday that you would like to hear, you can always message us on the 94KX Facebook page. You can text us at 49330 or call us on the Ford Fun Line. Each and every weekday morning, it's
the buddies. The birthday buddies.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, it is.
Love it.
It's 94KX.
Every morning at about 4 a.m. on MLB Network, that song is playing out of my TV. for Quick Pitch, the highlight show, and they still use Fritz and the Tantrums. Hey, here's something that's coming back. Ollie's Bargain Outlets, good stuff, cheap. We'll be doing that coming up maybe next hour, but it is the return because it's Ollie Days are here again.
Yeah.
So we'll give you an item and you have to guess the price. And
I like it.
And if you lose this contest, you're stupid. Let's just put it that way because this is the easiest contest to win.
Sugarcoat it, why don't you? Oh my goodness gracious.
So that's coming up next hour. Movie Mike is on the way. Movie Mike is in the house right now. Hi, Mike.
Hey, asked if we should talk about the O.J. Simpson thing.
Oh, we did, and it's on social media.
And we should talk about it again.
And again.
Some of the responses on Twitter are just amazing.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Like, it's fantastic. I want to see what Central PA has to say.
Happy 25th anniversary of the White Broncos slow speed chase in L.A., and to mark that anniversary, O.J. has opened his own official Twitter page.
He wants everyone to know that it's the real O.J. 32.
He's got some getting even in to do.
Some getting even.
Or whatever he called it, getting even in.
Getting even in. I'm just telling you, if the glove don't fit, you must acquit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mike, you can be okay.
Oh, I still remember sitting in my car. I was waiting to go in somewhere, and they were getting ready to read the verdict. I just sat in my car, and they said, not guilty. I was like, huh?
Right?
Yeah.
What?
Gross.
Like I said earlier, justice. Rest in peace, poor Nicole.
Yeah.
Poor thing.
So anyway, look on our page and comment on what you think of OJ.
Yeah, I was in like early middle school, and I still remember just like my parents being like, what is happening?
Mike, you are a little bit older than middle school.
Yeah, I was in my 20s.
There you go. And I was right here doing the morning show.
It was also America's first brush with the Kardashian family.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was.
Right? Because it was their dad.
So many awful things.
Right? So many things just happened in the mid-90s surrounding the O.J. Simpson trial. We got so many lovely things from that.
Mm, radio was scratching its head back 25 years ago today saying, do we cover this? Do we not cover it? Mm-hmm. It's all over television and an 8-hour slow speed chase is on TV for 8 hours?
I still to this day don't understand why they just didn't set up one of those strips. Like, do you know, like the...
Oh, the blow your tires out.
Yes, like...
They didn't do it because they were afraid he would kill himself inside the car. So that's why they didn't stop the car.
Okay.
But a no-pest strip would have been really nice there.
Right? Just like across the road on the freeway out in California.
Or like a little James Bond there, shoot nails into the tires. You know, but nope, didn't happen 25 years ago today. And if you want to mark the occasion by, what do you do on Twitter? Do you like it or do you sport it or follow it?
Yeah. Block it.
Yeah.
I'm going to block it. I'm on Twitter. I'm not following OJ, man.
That's what I asked earlier, should the Tom and Laura and the 94KX Twitter accounts follow OJ Simpson? And everybody was like, no.
Hey, you know, we just said no, but News Guy Matt, he got a little upset.
He did. He gets emphatic about things.
He said live on the radio that he was going to bang his head off the wall.
He did. Mm-hmm.
So we saved him from that.
We did, but I still kind of want to follow O.J. Simpson because it's going to be a hot mess.
Hey, you do it privately, young lady.
And now, with all the dirt from Hollywood, here's Movie Mike with a 94KX Entertainment Report.
All right, let's welcome this evening's entertainment.
Sponsored by the Campus Theater in downtown Lewisburg for current features and showtimes, please visit their website, campustheater.org. Prince Harry may be married now, but back in 2009, he was a 24-year-old stud on the hunt for Jennifer Aniston. According to a new book, Harry became obsessed with Jennifer after she posed topless for the cover of GQ magazine. He even told friends that she was, quote, princess material, and he started texting her. Mm. Aniston was 40 at the time, so she didn't want to mess with him. According to the book, quote, she was aware of Harry's crush, but didn't want to lead him on because of the age difference.
Aww, isn't that nice?
I can't blame a dude for being obsessed with Jennifer Aniston, I gotta say.
Listen, for about a decade, I mean, she was one of the hottest things going.
About a decade?
Yeah.
There are some
decades.
Some of our listeners still have the Farrah Fawcett poster on their garage wall, okay?
Okay. Fair enough.
I had that poster as a kid.
There you go.
Aniston, the one in the red bathing suit? That
she's
one?
She's still the deal.
Oh, Jennifer
Aniston. I love Jennifer Aniston. I think she's gorgeous.
All right.
Yeah. Well, she, you know, Prince Harry thought so too. He didn't get very far.
But, neither did we.
Yeah. And here's a couple that did happen, but maybe is not happening. Britain's not always reliable Sun tabloid says that Chris Martin from Coldplay and actress Dakota Johnson from 50 Shades of Grey have split. Supposedly, he's been telling his friends that he's single and that they broke up last month. Another tabloid says that they've been arguing for months because Chris wants more children, but Dakota isn't ready to have kids yet. There's no official word on this alleged breakup. However, they have been dating for about a year and a half. And Men in Black International won the box office over the weekend, but it only made $28.5 million. A few weeks ago, it was projected to rake in $40 million, and it reportedly cost $110 million to make. That's also the smallest opening weekend for a Men in Black movie. The first three all made at least $50 million. The Secret Life of Pets 2 came in second with $23.8 million. Aladdin was third with $16.7 million. Dark Phoenix was fourth with $9 million. Rocket Man rounds out the top five with $8.8 million. Meanwhile, Shaft opened very poorly in sixth place with $8.3 million. And in its first week of wide release, the Emma Thompson-Mindy Kaling comedy Late Night came in ninth with $5.1 million. This might be my favorite movie of the year.
I know. You keep plugging it.
So smart and so funny.
Oh, okay.
And I highly recommend it to everybody. And I got to tell you, Men in Black International is awful. So don't if you're going to go to the movies, spend it on something quality like Late Night, which could use the audience attention, and forget Men in Black because you'll just regret seeing that thing.
Who doesn't love Emma Thompson?
This may be her best performance ever, and she's given many great performances.
She has indeed. I love her.
Well, you know, who doesn't like Will Smith? Oh, wait, he's not in this.
Yeah, no Will Smith, no Tommy Lee.
There's your problem.
Tommy Lee Jones, not Tommy Lee from Motley Crue. That would make the movie better.
That would be a whole different kind of Men in Black.
Yes, it would. Yes, it would. Hey, Movie Mike with the entertainment news, and not once did he mention OJ on social media.
Well, you know, he is on there, and what do you even say?
We want to know what people
have to say. Who follows a murderer? Who says, that guy killed some people, I'm going to follow him on Twitter?
Yeah, it's just
Twitter. All of Twitter follows people that way. He's up almost to 700,000 followers in like 24, not even 24
I've
hours.
I've killed no one. I have 2,000 followers.
There you go.
That's all you need to say. News is next. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. And I'm kind of excited. It's Ollie Days are here again. And it is the return of Ollie's good stuff. Cheap. We take a caller. You have to guess the Ollie's price. And if you do, you got yourself an Ollie's $25 gift card because during Ollie Days, everything in the store is 15% off. I mean, hurry in. Ollie Days absolutely ends Saturday, June 29th.
And Tom, I get to be a game show announcer and host, and it's very, very exciting.
So do you have our item ready?
I do, but right, first we need our caller.
94KX, this is caller 4 on the Ford Fun Line.
Yes.
Yeah, who's this?
Barry.
Where are you calling from, Barry?
I'm calling from PacSinus.
All right, Barry from PacSinus, are you ready to play Ollie's Good Stuff? Cheap.
Absolutely.
All right, let's go to the music.
Good morning, Barry. Are you listening carefully?
Yes.
Today, we have a Chiefman air fryer oven for your listening pleasure. It air fries. It bakes. It dehydrates. It's a rotisserie. You can do anything you can think of in this air fry oven because of its extra large capacity.
Ah.
Ooh. Now, Barry, is the low Ollie's Bargain Outlet price $1,000? Is it $500?
Ah.
Or is it $99?
I would say it's
$99.
There it is. Ding, 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 ding.
Congratulations, Barry. You got yourself a $25 gift card from Ollie's. Good stuff.
Cheap.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX, on the way to work with late night TV.
Naples man is behind bars. Investigators say he performed a naked striptease in a McDonald's.
Thankfully, the police showed up before he took out his big nuggets.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. News coming up next to check on sports and AccuWeather. Coming off of Father's Day weekend, Jimmy Fallon has got some thank yous.
Thank you. Rosé in a can. For a second, I was worried drinking outside at noon had gotten a little too classy.
Yes.
You showed me.
You can still pour that rosé in a glass.
Thank you, hard shell tacos, for being one very light squeeze away from turning into a plate of nachos.
messy food.
This is true, but I like them.
Thank you, new Shaft movie, for letting people celebrate Father's Day by watching a bad mother.
Shut your mouth.
I'm just talking about Shaft.
I can dig it.
I can dig it.
Thank you, giant pool floats. Nothing says, let's get this party started, like spending an hour trying to blow up a 4-foot unicorn.
They're fun, though. Who doesn't want one?
Thank you, buying your dad whiskey for Father's Day, for being the perfect way to say, if I had to raise me, I'd need a drink, too.
There you go. Coming off Father's Day, Jimmy Fallon with the thank yous. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Winding down. Stay with us all day. We've got more ways to win than the U.S. women score goals. We've got more ways to win.
Love it.
See what I did there?
Yeah.
And gosh darn it, they're allowed to celebrate all 15 of those goals if they want to.
Yes, they can.
Yes, they can.
This is not like for a runners-up trophy. This is to be the best in the world. So you know what? Hammer that ball into the back of the net, girls.
Exactly. I missed you last week. I missed you. You were out on that cruise.
I wanted 20 goals.
Same.
I had to rely on...
People are like, they ran up the score.
Oh, stop it.
Hello? This is world championship.
This is what
soccer.
We do at U.S. We just dominate the world. This is what we do.
This is what we do. And I did have to lean on Sarah Spain from ESPN.
Okay.
Who did a Laura-type rant.
Good.
On not one, but two ESPN
Good.
Shows. Reminding them that we have no problem when the U.S. men's dream team basketball
scores 2,001 points
against countries that don't even
China,
play basketball.
Which I also
or
love,
like
too.
Croatia, although the Croatians are pretty good when there it comes to
are.
Olympic
play. Yeah,
but, you
bad.
Know, the U.S. women score, you know, put up 13 on Thailand, and they're bad girls. They retaliated yesterday.
They did.
Oh, that was awesome.
By making 7 lineup changes. Okay, so most of the starters weren't playing, and every time they scored a goal, they did it high school, college-wise, where they just hugged each other in the center of the field and went back to position.
And you had the golf clap from Carly Lloyd, too, which I thought was epic.
Yeah.
When she scored her first goal.
People need to just...
Making it rain.
Stop. People just need to stop criticizing things.
Hard work,
they don't
dedication,
understand.
Commitment to score goals like that at the world-class level.
Exactly.
And listen, peeps, if you've got like a 6-year-old or an 8-year-old daughter that's playing soccer right now, maybe someday she gets to that level. She's playing on a World Cup field, and she has a chance to score, and she's not supposed to?
No, you score.
What?
Yeah.
You score.
You score.
You score. Like, you don't go, oh, I don't want to hurt their feelings. No.
No. Pound it home.
That was the best they can send, and they got some work to do.
Yep. That's right. If those players are your country's best, sorry. 13-0. Sorry.
I have no shame. I say go for it, ladies.
Hashtag get on our level.
There it is.
How do we possibly tie this into a Knoebels gift pack? Your chance to win is coming up later.
We're supposed to talk
about that kind of stuff, but we got derailed. So, hey, listen later to win.
There it is.
And the U.S. women's team, listen on Thursday and watch on Thursday to win.
Yeah, that's right.
There it is. 94KX, Tom and Laura wrapping up. Sean Carey's next. Intern Jordan just said OJ's trying to get a hold of you, Matt. He wants you to follow him on Twitter.
Well, that'll happen when the Detroit Lions win the Super Bowl, which will be never.
Wow.
Oh, wow. We're like feeling very
Bitching
strongly.
On Detroit. Yeah. You should have said the Buffalo Bills.
Or the Bills. Yeah, maybe that should have been a better choice. Better.
Number 32, the real OJ.
You just have a lot of strong feelings surrounding the creation of this OJ Simpson Twitter account.
It's stupid.
It's stupid.
Yeah.
There it is. It's stupid.
It's stupid.
It is.
The New Yorker's coming
out
of that.
I mean, honestly, I just feel like it's almost like a car crash. You kind of can't look away.
You know?
Like, you just want to check, like, you just want to peek out the corner of your eye and be like, what is that over there?
How bad is that wreck?
Oh,
it's OJ. His life is a wreck.
Like, I have lost so many brain cells just talking about this today that I need a new brain. You know, like,
and then you hook it into the Kardashians, and man, you just have
my head wants to explode.
A soup of awesome.
It's a reality show waiting to happen. Okay, reality check. Sean's on the way next.
It's Monday. Happy Monday, everyone.
Happy Monday. We'll do it again tomorrow.
Sounds good. Bye. See ya.